The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember the old automat?
By the way, I hear the beefsteak pie is a magnificent $6. And for $3 more, you can get a great...
Shut up.
Well, now San Francisco has the high-tech version where you order on a tablet.
You don't have to actually talk to a person. Just swipe your... Where do you swipe your card?
More after this from Charlie. There's a new quinoa restaurant in San Francisco called Eatsa, E-A-T-S-A, where you get the quinoa bowl of your choice, from the burrito bowl to the smokehouse salad, freshly prepared for $6.95. It's high-class vegetarian food for McDonald's prices. And the low price is possible because there are no cashiers and no servers. You order on a computer tablet, swipe your card, and...
Your food then miraculously appears behind another screen with your name on it.
You can't even see who makes the food. Although co-founder Tim Young told CBS News correspondent John Blackstone there is somebody back there.
It is a proprietary system, but there are absolutely people back there.
But there is speculation that this is the logical result of San Francisco's $15 minimum wage.
This is going to put a lot of people out of work?
It's not putting anyone out of work. It's making their jobs more efficient and more enjoyable, I like to think.
And yet Julia Kramer, who writes for Bon Appetit, says it will likely change who gets to work.
There could be a shift in the type of jobs at the disadvantage of the people who typically work in these restaurants.
Because there are reports that the ultimate goal is to augment the unseen food workers with unseen machines programmed to assemble the quinoa bowls so that the head chef might be a human, but the sous chef would be Mr. Roboto. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.